on.
Yes!
Thank you.
Well, please, let me on. You won't go into that this time. No? 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 No?
This is what we're doing.
Yes. No? No?
Ocean.
couple of days to sing it out with. Mother.
and we will come save you. The same thing. Where's your country, are you? The taxes are a lot better than ours. Taxes, not the ones that run around the room. Taxes, what you pay. Well, anyway, what would you like to do for you now? Give me back to my doctor over there and save life, I said. Give up to the plate. I think you should fix up some time, second time, and I hope it's sounded. And this is my favorite job. And if I can, I'd like to basically explain the story to you, for those of you who maybe aren't familiar with the plot. But it goes like this. Sorry, we had a sort of a report going on behind that. He's dearly beloved to us, he's unfaithful to him. You know what I mean, him. When I say unfaithful. Going out with other boys. things like that. Anyway, and when he stops doing this again, he cuts off her head.
That's so silly.
He puts it on the last sack. And so he's doing those days. And we'll put them up the gates and the rest of it. Everybody should do it their own
way.
Look at it by now, you see. Anyway, so he vows that in the future to stop this terrible unfaithfulness happening to him again, he will take a virgin bride every day of his life. And after having taken his pleasure at dawn, will also have her beginning, therefore she can't mess around either. Pretty clever, really. It's sort of like killing the population flow, you know, so something to do it in those days. Anyway, this goes on for quite some time until a young lady by the name of Scheherazade, who was first in the court at those times, becomes the Sultan's bride. But just before she was about to lose her head at dawn, she asks the Sultan to tell her a story. This she commences to do, making sure that she doesn't finish it before the Lord wishes her court, and therefore saving her head until the next day. This goes on for, would you believe, 1,001 nights, the Sultan becoming more and more enthralled with the stories as each day goes on. In the end, he falls madly in love with Scheherazade. They get married and have thousands of children. 1,001, in fact. Anyway, this particular piece contains three separate songs. Firstly, the Sultan, which is by now the self-explanatory. Secondly, the young prince and princess, which is one of the stories that Scheherazade tells the Sultan. And thirdly, the festival, which is a rather large party that the whole of Baghdad takes great pleasure in becoming part of. And when they find out that nobody else will lose their pretty heads. There is one thing I'd like to say, that the gentleman at the moment who's driving around equipment around for us in a rather large truck. And as this story is rather a parallel to his own life, and he did get married on Saturday, we're going to play this particularly for him. So now we'd like to do Scheherazade.
Thank you.
for us. Thanks to the audience as well, you know. Thank you very much. This is a title track from our second album. It's called Ashes Again. Thank you.
Thank you.